This Owen and Yaz.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
How's it going?
All right.
You guys sound happy. That's nice.
Yeah, we just got paid today.
What's that like?
I think I'm running on adrenaline. I've had like 2 hours sleep, so that's why I'm happy.
Oh, what were you doing?
Oh, what is she up to?
No scandal on me, unfortunately.
What does she never do? I was Swords in County Dublin.
Swords is magnificent. The sun's been shining there for the last while, so yeah, it's grand. Not too bad.
Always shines in Swords.
It does. It hasn't rained there in like years.
You know, travelling from the north of the country, and you always passed through Swords back in the old days to get to Dublin.
As fast as possible, was it?
See, Jay's not from Swords.
And we don't do that anymore. You know, they built a big road.
It's a massive shame, that road.
Just as you come into Swords, there's a shop in this square just across the road. There's these big high walls. It looks like a castle or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I think the shop is now gone, sadly.
Oh, no.
What does it sell?
Serious.
But we opened a new shop.
Sweet shop. Ah. You know, newsagents.
Well, I'd say there's about 60 open up since then.
Popping up everywhere.
Yeah. Tesco.
Have you guys recovered from Glastonbury?
Just about.
Yeah, I was there as well, so I know what you mean.
It was lovely. We were there on the Sunday and there was no mud. It was the first time I've been there that I've been walking around just in a pair of Vans, and you know, everyone's just so unbelievably happy.
I know. It's my happy place.
Yeah. Lads, you need to know that this lady here has been to Glastonbury more times than you guys.
Oh yeah, I think 14 times maybe.
14?
Yeah.
14.
Wow, that's miraculous.
Who is your best headliner?
Oh, that is a really tough one. I saw the Rolling Stones. They'd probably be up there. And that is a really, really hard
put
one,
you on
actually.
The spot, didn't I?
You have, yeah.
Put you on the spot, yeah.
Thinking, wait a minute.
That's your job. You're supposed to put me on the spot.
Listen, Jason, we got to ask you, right? What? You proposed to your girlfriend at Croke Park in front of 80,000 fans. I mean, you got down on your knees.
Yeah, well, it was kind of easier. It was easier than telling all our friends afterwards, so just got it out of the way. Yeah.
I was going to say, this was a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was nearly 2 years ago, so we stretched the engagement for a while.
But tell me something, what if she said no?
She didn't really say anything, that's the thing.
Really?
She was kind of outnumbered by us, so she didn't have a choice, really.
So we've just assumed since that she said yes.
Well, we'll see on the wedding day. Well, when's the wedding?
Creeping up in September now. It's the last little run. And Vinny, our drummer, is getting married this week. So
this Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Nearly over.
Wedding
It's all nearly over, yeah.
But imagine if she did say no, it'd be the first time at Croker that you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah. I was pretty sure what was going to happen.
Did you not help like a fan do the honours as well? Did you not help a fan propose to his girlfriend?
We have, yeah. When we were releasing the one on the last record, we did a lovely little thing where we set up a couple of hidden cameras in a pub in London. And we helped a proposition.
It was weird.
It was very strange.
Sometimes in bands, you're in a position. You're like, what are we doing? we were hiding in like a kitchen with a guitar, like in London. And the guy got down on one knee and proposed, and we just popped a head out. Like, how are you doing? And we sang it. It was really, really strange because they met at our Brixton Academy show. And they've got a kid now, and the kid's called Cody.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, I love that.
It's beautiful. Like, it's great.
So tell us about the new album then. It's in the making at the moment, isn't it?
It's in the making. It was done about a month ago. And then we did the usual thing where we're like, oh, we could just do a little bit more. So with the weddings and everything, we're not wasting any time. We may as well keep writing until the last second. But yeah, it's coming. I'd say the latest will be January. As I said, we had it finished and, you know, we were very proud of that, but we just want it to be the best it can be.
What about Brother? This is the new single.
It is, yeah.
Tell us about Brother. Is it written about a brother or what?
It's written about each other. We wrote it about the kind of relationship with the band because we've been together, like, well, me and Steve are mates since we were, like, kids. We were both in the school choir. And it's just like we've been like mates ever since then. And for the last 5 years, we've been touring and recording and just constantly with each other. And I don't think you kind of say enough to your friend. You only kind of say it either when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're like, you're hammered. Yeah. Or you say it to him when something bad is happening. You know, you kind of say, look, I'm always here for you no matter what you need. You know, I've got you, brother, or whatever. So we just decided to make a song about it. We hadn't heard a song that covered that subject before. And we were like, yeah, so this song came out.
That's great. I'm sure a lot of people are going to relate to it. You mentioned Steve there. You are, I think, a really thoughtful band. I was reading today that Steve gave his dad a car for Christmas. And how he surprised him. His dad thought he was getting a new watch. But instead, set of car keys. What's like the most lavish thing you guys have splashed out on?
I kind of have an addiction with buying guitars. I just have loads. I have about 20 now. I think that's
Oh my goodness. Have they all got names? Do you name your guitars? I know Ed Sheeran does that.
I haven't named one of them. I should probably just get to know them better and just ask, what are you called? Like, so what? We're not extremely lavish. Even when we're on tour and we're away, we like to remain as our feet planted as firmly on the ground as possible.
But, yeah,
yeah. We all still stay on the one bus, you know, us and the crew. And we've had the same crew since the start, so it's like a big family once we get on tour.
I did buy a plastic, like 3 foot tall eagle.
Oh yeah, there you
go. I went to TK Maxx.
As you do.
This isn't lavish now or expensive, but I went into TK Maxx. I was like, I travel all the time. I should really buy like a little suitcase for weekends. And I went in. I was like, all right, I'm going to spend this amount on that. And my mate was like, here, Mark, you need to come see this. And I was like, all right, go on. I was like, oh yeah. And so it's out in the garden now. And it's
brilliant. So you went in for a suitcase and you came out with a plastic eagle.
Yeah, and a very cheap suitcase.
You know, I'm dying to know what kind of a car Steve bought for his dad. Was it a Nissan Micra or was it a Lamborghini or what?
I think it was a BMW, I think.
Ooh.
But he put a video up like just to kind of show his friends. Like the video kind of went extremely viral on Christmas Day. But like I know Des, I know Steve's dad years, and like he was in tears. You know, he could see just the love in his eyes. It was amazing.
For Steve or the car?
For the car.
Yeah, for the car. And I think it was a customised number plate and everything.
Yeah, it was. He went all out. So it was a very, very nice thing to do.
Tell me something. Is that you guys on Gogglebox?
It is.
That's us. Wrote the theme tune, sang the theme tune. That's us.
Ah, that's one of your favourite TV programmes.
I love that TV show. And of course, it's become such a recognisable TV theme now.
It's amazing. And now there's all the versions around the world and they've kept us on there. So, it's a really strange
thing.
And
it's like, it was one of the, like, that song wasn't even on an album. That song was just on our very, very first EP and we played it in the first few tours. So we kind of forgot about this song, but it wasn't a key track for us. And then just got kind of awakened again by Gogglebox. And I didn't watch the show for a few years because it'd be extremely vain to just sit there and watch it. But then it's brilliant.
It's a great TV show now. I think it's awesome.
So I think it's kind of, you know, happened completely by accident and it wasn't written specifically for it. So I think it's awesome, yeah.
But the thing is, you know, when you're listening to your track, you're expecting the elephant to say, they shouldn't be doing this, you know, over the song.
Maybe we could do a live version someday where we bring the cast on stage to just give out.
Yeah, just live sampling.
Analyse the band, you know.
Oh, no, not what they say about us. Scrutiny, like, one of the coolest things that ever happened to me was we were watching, it was the last weekend of the Premier League when Alex Ferguson was leaving, and it was like a 4 minute clip and they used our song High Hopes for the whole thing, and I was in the pub with my mates and there was a lot of lads that were kind of, you know, went to school with and stuff who weren't really sure about the band, and when High Hopes came on it was being used in Sky Sports for the football. It was just like
incredible.
It was cool. It was awesome. But like, I mean, it's fun when that stuff happens. It takes us by surprise as well. We don't really hear about it until it happens, and it's, you know, it gets our music out there, so why not?
Yeah, we even got a Sacha Baron Cohen movie, which is one of the funniest uses I've ever seen.
He came to the Brothers Grimsby.
We were
playing a little acoustic show in LA, and he showed up, and it was like, is that Sacha Baron Cohen? Because he was with his wife, and he was wearing a hat, and I was like, no, it couldn't be. And then we were playing the show, and like in between songs, he was heckling us, and I was like, that's definitely Sacha Baron Cohen, because you can tell that voice. And we got to hang out with him afterwards, and then we found out after he didn't say anything about the movie, and then he put the song in the movie, and he was cool. So that like, you know, growing up watching his movies and watching Ali G, I mean, that was one of the coolest things ever.
What about the strangest place you guys have performed? Because I think, did you not perform on a plane once?
Yeah, we've done trains, planes and automobiles kind of tour. Yeah, we're not going to do that anymore.
No, the thing about the plane is, right, no one could hear us because planes are just like, you know. So we were playing like an acoustic guitar with no mics, and only the first three rows could hear us, and it was like the whole plane just had this confused look of like, first of all, like, who are they? And second of all, like, why are they doing this? I'm trying to watch like, I don't know, Finding Nemo. These idiots are singing.
There was one poor guy in the front row right in front of us with his eye mask on, and I think he just peeked out for a second and then put it back on.
Like, dude, come on. Like, but, That was the weirdest kind of location. we've been lucky to play all over the world. And like, yeah,
we're going to try a boat next time.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's great to cross that off the bucket list. You've performed 37,000 feet in the air.
Yeah. We're nearly in the Mile High.
We should do it.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
You got to tell us about you two. You were in America recently and you were playing the same city as Bono and the lads.
It was like massive fans of you two. Yeah. We went to the Fender showroom, who kind of give us guitars and stuff. And the guy there was like, oh, you two are in next door. And we were like, oh, because they invited us to a rehearsal before in Vancouver and we couldn't go because we had a show on. And they couldn't come to our show because they were rehearsing. So we just got in touch with the management and they were like, yeah, come on down. So we went in and there was these two couches set up and they were doing a rehearsal. And Bono was like they were so down to earth from the get-go. And they were like, have a seat there. We basically sat down 3 feet from Bono and they were rehearsing for a show in San Francisco. And they basically played an hour and a half of their greatest hits. And we just sat there.
Wow.
And it was like, I was holding back tears at one point because I didn't want to cry in front of them. But I was genuinely just like, this is amazing. And then halfway through that, Stephen Gerrard and Robbie Keane walked through the door. And like, I grew up as a Liverpool fan. Stephen Gerrard was my hero.
What?
And I was like, oh, Jesus, I can't take
this.
You're
going to combust happiness.
This is surreal.
So we sat on one couch and then Gerrard and Keane sat on the other couch. And Robbie Keane, we kind of knew of him and he knew of us because of the Irish thing. And it was just it was mental. And then Bono, at the end of them playing, Bono gave us the talk. You know, he kind of said, look, you know, he said some amazing things like, go, there's songwriters in rooms all over the world who are better songwriters than all of us, but they can't do what a band can do. And he said, go into a room, the four of you, and write the best song in the world. And we were like, Jesus.
Yeah, not a big ask at all. Like.
Yeah, like when we left the room, we were just like, did that just happen? Because, you know, growing up, you know it's like growing up in Ireland, like you two is everywhere since you're a kid. So
that's right. That was, yeah. Courtney Cox. Directed also. Love Will Set You Free, the video.
Yeah, yeah.
Hubby Johnny McDade, he wrote it.
We wrote with Johnny for that track. And, we got to stay in Courtney's house while we were writing with
Ooh.
Johnny. And she was just such a lovely, down-to-earth person. And it was kind of an off-the-cuff comment, like, I'd love to direct the video for you. And we're like, oh, that'll never happen. And it came around to doing it. And she was like, yeah, she did it. Really, really nice.
She just filmed us hanging around in Malibu, which was weird because we never really hang around in Malibu. We hang around in Swords. But when you meet someone who's kind of that famous and you've been recognizing your whole life, she was so sweet. It didn't take her long to kind of knock down that wall. It was just, she became a friend now and we text each other the odd time, which is hilarious.
What was it like inside the house? Was it messy?
No, not Monica. It was spotless. But it was a beautiful house. Yeah, it was really nice.
You guys didn't tell her that you were huge Friends fans, is that true?
Yeah, I didn't.
Until the end?
I had box sets and I was like, I have to tell you. I was pretty hammered, I was pretty drunk. I was like, I have every box set at home and I love your show. And she must get that all the time, so I didn't want to say it to her in the first meeting. But
we don't believe you that you're huge Friends fans, so we might put you through a Friends quiz challenge. Would you be up for it?
Let's do it.
We'll put 30 seconds on the clock.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Now, what was Phoebe's surname in Friends?
Buffet.
What year did it debut, the TV show?
Oh, 93?
No.
91?
No.
Oh, no. No idea.
94. Name the famous coffee house.
Central Perk.
Well done, yeah. Well, what is Monica's job?
Cook.
Name Chef Phoebe's Brian. Evil twin.
Ursula.
These boys are fans. What character does the character Joey Tribbiani play in Days of Our Lives?
Dr. Romero.
Yeah, well done.
Oh my God, I didn't even know this. You see, I had a stage of 2 years where I just went on the dole and wrote songs and watched Friends before we took off. So that's why it's finally justifying itself.
Yeah. I mean, it's surreal, brilliant. That Courtney Cox story. Listen, well done. That's five. It's
well,
five.
Done.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done. That was a lot of fun.
We're going to send you out a Q Radio goodie bag.
Boom.
Oh, I do.
All right. A dream come true.
I'd love one of them, actually.
Do they have mugs in them, do they? Mark used to go around stealing radio mugs.
Yeah, no mug is safe when I'm around.
Lads, it was great having you on the show. We wish you the best of luck with the album.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Lovely talking to you. Oh,
yeah, and the tour as well.
Just very quickly, are you coming to Northern Ireland at any point?
It's all very secret at the moment, but there shall be something very soon.
But you're coming soon?
Ooh, very soon.
Good. Lads, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.